Are you looking to improve your copywriting? Maybe you write a lot of Instagram posts selling the latest piece in your collection, or you've just written a sales page, or you're about to write a sales page for one of your signature services. Well, in today's video, we're going to cover 5 of the most powerful phrases in the world of copywriting that you can start using today to boost the impact of your sales copy. So stay tuned. Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does 3 incredibly powerful things. 1, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. 2, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And 3, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. We're going to talk today about 5 powerful phrases for your copywriting. And without hesitation, let's just jump right in. 1, I understand, or I appreciate. So historically, the phrase I understand was really, really important in copy, and it still is. It's still extremely useful today. And there's also a perspective on why you might want to say I appreciate instead. So essentially, the idea of saying I understand comes from, and this is what I've learned from my own sales coach, who is Kendrick Shope. This is the idea of tactical empathy. So I'm not going to get into the details or the history behind it, but suffice it to say that it's really important to reflect back the words of your ideal client, or to reflect back their pains or the dissatisfactions or wherever they're at now, to show that you have empathy, you know, that you're the person who gets them. And because you're a good person, you mean it as well. Just be conscious to actually use that to say, I understand how it feels to be at the limit when it comes to dealing with your kids. Let's see, what's another example? So for example, let's say that you're writing an email back to someone you had a sales call with. So really, it's sales copy and a follow-up email. Okay, so if they say that they're going to talk to their partner about whatever their concern is, or just making sure that they're on board, you can say in your email, "Hi, Katrina, thank you for sharing that with me." Thanking them is also extremely important, but you can leave that for another day when it comes to follow-ups, or you go straight to Kendrick. So thank you for sharing that with me. I understand the importance of talking with your husband to make a decision, or I understand how important it feels to talk with your husband to make this decision. Something like that, but basically saying, I understand. Now, that is one way of doing it. The other way is I appreciate. And so one of my other mentors, Jack Fish, who is a writing mentor of mine, she has suggested using I appreciate because it feels different. I understand can sometimes feel a bit like you're making an assumption that you understand them, right? And you may, but maybe also you don't. So you need an alternative phrase. So let me make that make more sense. For me, for example, a lot of my clients are a little bit older than me, or they have had at least their first child. And that is a huge part of their life as an entrepreneur. So I might reflect that to them in my copy and acknowledge the fact that they're also running around after a toddler who's sticky. But I'm not going to say I understand what it's like to have a kid. Like, I don't. I haven't had a kid yet, or I've made up, or who knows. But I can't really, really understand that. So in that case, I think it feels a lot better to say I appreciate it. I may not have gone through it myself, but I can really empathize with it. And I appreciate that that's really important to you, basically, is kind of what's implied there. So I really like that alternative approach. So you could say, I appreciate how important it is for you to talk to your husband about this. That's another way of saying the same thing, right? But it feels different. In some cases, like the kids example, maybe I appreciate is really the only one that fits. So that was 1, I understand or I appreciate. 2, this one also has a couple variations, but feel free to create your own variation too. It doesn't have to be that way, or there's a better way. So, particularly in my copywriting framework, which I teach to my coaching clients, there is a moment where we need to transition between this person's present reality, where they are dissatisfied, they're overwhelmed, whatever their kind of pain point is, and it's real. We make sure that we're reflecting true experiences and we're not trying to create it where it doesn't exist, right? We actually want to help people. And that's what this formula is designed to do. So we're transitioning from that to there's a future where you don't have to feel this way anymore. There's this program that we know is going to help you, or this product is going to mean that you don't have to worry about this on your own, etc. So there's a bit of a divide there between the present and the more idealized future. So how do we get them across that? Well, you feel like this right now, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. Or there's another option, or there's a better way. There's all sorts of transitional options there, but you need some sort of phrase that says, the old way, it's not your fault, but you don't have to stay there any longer. There's a new way, there's an alternative. That's really what that phrase is doing. So feel free to come up with your own version of it, but it's essentially that old way is out the door. It doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to keep choosing that. There's a better way. So come, basically keep reading with me. So that is number two, it doesn't have to be that way, or there's a better way, or some variation of it. Number three is a single word, because. It is so, so powerful to actually put the word because. So back in 1978, there was a study done at Harvard by Ellen Langer on the power, basically, of the word because. Now, she was working in a time when copying, like meaning like not copywriting, which is what we're talking about, but actually like going to a Xerox machine and creating copies, when that was a lot more common. So her potential sentences included, excuse me, I have 5 pages. May I use the Xerox machine? Number two, excuse me, I have 5 pages. May I use the Xerox machine because I have to make copies? And excuse me, I have 5 pages. May I use the Xerox machine because I'm in a rush? So both of those last two because had 93 and 94% compliance, whereas the first one that just said, may I use the Xerox machine? No reason given, was only 60%. That is a pretty big difference, right? So you have a reason for what you're asking them to do. You have a reason behind why you do what you do. So share that, because it's really, really powerful. Just by adding that clause on, right? So the beginning of the sentence, because this, this, and this, or because this simple thing. Honestly, it's less important what follows the word because than the actual word because. So look at your opportunities to add the word because. Because the reason that this is so important in sales copy is we initially are selling them on emotion, basically, through emotion, let's say. So we're giving them a picture of just reflecting to them what their life is currently like and what it can be improved by, how it can be improved, what that looks like, this exciting feeling that they get, this I actually believe that an alternative is possible. And then we want them to justify with logic, right? We still want them to make a responsible decision, and their brain needs that logic to actually go forward and make a payment. So how do you justify? Well, among all the specifics, like social proof, like testimonials, etc., it's simple to really clearly attach the emotion at the beginning because plus the proof, right? It's really, really important that you use the word because in there, both as a prompt to give some of those logical pieces and also the power of the word in and of itself. So that's power word number three, because. All right, the fourth powerful phrase to use in copywriting is so that, dot, dot, dot. So why does this matter? When you are explaining, you get 6 coaching calls, that's a feature. That is something that in and of itself isn't really exciting. That can help justify, right? It can still like, okay, so I'm spending, once they've gotten all excited, they break down the math. Like I'm spending $5,000. And if I break that down, that's the value for each coaching call is versus if I just got a one-off coaching call. Okay, this makes a lot of sense. Like it can be used in that process, that logical process, that justification process. But in and of itself, 6 coaching calls isn't really exciting. It's what that means for them that's exciting. What is the benefit to them? How are they going to feel better coming off of every coaching call? What transformation is that going to give them? So the best way to prompt yourself to do that is to say, in this offer, you'll get bullet point, 6 coaching calls, so that at the end of the program, you feel completely confident in whatever, right? You feel is usually what's going to come after so that. Or let's give another example of a product-based business. I've worked with someone who designs luxury wrapping paper, bespoke luxury wrapping paper. So let's say you get one design with their name on it so that when they open their eyes on Christmas morning, they are absolutely blown away by the thought that was put into it and they cannot wait to rip it open and enjoy. Just an example, right? So that it's so powerful at prompting you to give the picture, to give the emotional benefit, right? And you're still giving them that important information, but really, what do you remember about what I just said? Was it really the luxury wrapping paper being in one design, or was it the kid opening their eyes super excited, feeling so loved on Christmas morning? It's usually the second half. All right, so that's power phrase number 4. So that, dot, dot, dot. And power phrase number 5 is actually, again, a single word, and it is the most important of them all, despite its simplicity. It is you, the word you. It's so important to make sure that your ideal client is front and center in all of the text that you create. So even on the about page, it's not really about you. You want to watch how to write an about page for your ideal client. So you're still in that sequence, that kind of template of how you create an about page. You're still starting with you, with the ideal client. So when in doubt, make sure that you're starting either the sentence with you or somewhere in the first sentence, there's the word you. For example, writing on Instagram, you might write a caption and say, "Today I did this in my business and it was important because." Well, a way to actually get people's attention is to say, "Have you ever had a similar experience in your business?" Or maybe something more specific than that. Let's say, "Have you ever made 2 sales in one day?" And then you can tell your anecdote, and maybe you're a sales coach, so you can talk about how that's helpful to them too. But the key is you've started with them. So you can say it with a sentence or ask a question, but try and make sure that you always audit every post, every sales page, etc., to see that the beginning talks about you, the ideal client, way before you introduce yourself as the expert or their guide through from that kind of dissatisfaction we talked about before through to satisfaction or heaven on the other side, paradise. All right, so that's phrase or word number 5, you. Extremely important. If you take none of the other 5, take you. I have a question for you. Out of these 5 phrases, which one are you going to pay attention to starting today? I will see you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.